So, as most of you know, all of you know by now, me and Cindy are moving, and the kids are moving to Florida. We've been serving Jubilee as the youth pastors for the last 7 years now, and it has been an absolute honor to serve in that capacity. You know, it's been the most amazing thing to work here at the church. You have the most amazing pastors, the most amazing elders, and we have the most amazing people. And it's been such an honor to work here. It's been an unbelievable thing to be able to work under my parents all these years. And to serve the youth of this church, you know, we really have some of the best youth in the world right here. And I just know it. And I've gotten to know them over the years. And you guys are so full of potential, so full of the love of God. And just know that, you know, as we physically leave, we're still with you. You know, we're still a phone call away or a text away. And we really want to stay in all of your lives. I know that God has truly gifted you to change the world and that you are victorious. You do have purpose. You do have destiny, and God is going to make it happen. And I'm honored that we could be a part of that. You know, I made friendships here that I know will last a lifetime with all of you, with all the youth. It's been an honor to serve on a worship team, to play instruments and sing with all of you guys. I'll miss that every day. It's kind of fitting that I was able to play guitar on the last Sunday. I've been playing bass for a while, which I love also, but it's been a while since I played guitar. You know, I just know with the youth, it's just been awesome serving you guys. And I know that if, you know, if I've affected your life half as much as you've affected mine, then I know that great things have happened. Because you guys have changed my life in ways that I will never forget. All right, where do I put my mind to fight back the tears? So here's something. I'm going to need your guys' help, though, because if I lose track of where I'm at and I start going like this, I'm going to need you to just, like, yell, stop. Because I don't, you know, I don't want, you might want me to end up in there. I know I would want somebody else to end up in there because it would be funny, but I don't want to end up in there. So, I know that many of you are probably nervous now because I just got the microphone and I'm a preacher and it's like 11:15 and you're at my mercy. Everybody's going to get hungry soon and you know there's food outside. But you're in luck because I just am not that long-winded, and also I'm hungry too. So you got that going for you. I want to talk a little bit about, and Cindy's going to come up and share her heart too, but about what we have planned. I've had a lot of people ask me what's going on, what we're doing. So I kind of wanted to just open it up. Some people have asked me, well, what exactly do you got going on? What does God have planned for you? And sometimes my response is, can you ask him and then tell me what he says? Because I really don't know. And that's a funny thing because sometimes when God calls us to big change and to do things differently, sometimes he doesn't give us much to go off of. And I've been asking him for a while. And I don't know if he's laughing at me or what, but he's not giving me much more. Like, God, I want everything laid out. I'm not a planner. If you guys know me well, I'm not much of a planner. But I do like to plan a little bit. And so, but we do know where we're going. We've felt for a little while now that God is putting on our hearts that a change is coming. And so we've been praying about what that means, what that looks like, where do we go, what do we do. And God's been putting on our hearts that a change is coming. So when we started feeling that, we began to ask God, okay, what does that mean? What does that look like? And we felt really strong that God's going to move us to a different location. And so we began to say, okay, God, we feel you, we hear you, we've had words from God and, you know, prophetic words and things. And it's like, okay, God, you've spoken, so now, okay, we get that, but where? So we began to pray about where, go through the process of, you know, sometimes you make a list of things and then you pray and you say, God, you know, this is what I'm thinking. What are you thinking? And through all this, we came to the conclusion that we feel God leading us to Florida for this next season. Whatever that may hold, we don't know exactly. We do have some family down there, Cindy's sister and brother-in-law. They have four kids. They're living down there. So we do have some family that we're going to spend a lot of time with. But we don't have jobs lined up. We have a place to live, so that's good. I won't be sleeping out in the van, although it wouldn't be the first time. On vacations, I never lived in my van. But, you know, we've got a place to go, but God hasn't made things incredibly clear. So sometimes, you know, you start seeking God and you say, well, God, what's going on? Why aren't you clarifying things? And I just want to read a scripture. Let's turn to Genesis 12, 1 through 9. So sometimes you look and you say, God, do you do this to other people too? And then you look in the Bible and find it. So here we go. I'm reading New King James Version. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem as far as the terebinth tree of Morah, and the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land, and there he will build an altar to the Lord who had appeared, and there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed, going on still forward the south. So here we have God speaking to Abram, who would later have his name changed to Abraham. And I think this is kind of a cool thing, because sometimes you're like, well, how would God speak if he spoke to me really clearly? And we all know that God speaks in different ways. But sometimes I think, I don't know if anybody else thinks, but I think, you know, I would imagine God to speak softly. And, you know, we see that in the Bible where God speaks softly and gently, or lovingly or jokingly. You know, it's all in there. God can speak in different ways. But here it's interesting. I like chapter 12, verse 1. And I don't know, maybe it's to prompt Abram to action, but he says, get out of your country. Interesting. God just cuts straight to the point and he's like, get out of your country. And then he goes on to list all the blessings. You know, all the blessings that would happen from his obedience. God says he'll bless him, make his name great, all that stuff. And I often wonder at what point God told Abram where he was to go. Because he says, go to the land I will show you. I always wonder at what point God told Abram that. I want to read verse 5 again. Then Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. So they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So at least before they left, they knew where they were going. And from what I can tell, Abram didn't know a whole lot more than that. He knew, like, okay, I got to go here, and then God's going to bless me and make me a great nation. So you're kind of thinking, okay, you go from here to, like, you know, Abram, you know, one of the biggest dudes in the Bible, one of the most important figures in the Bible, you know, and God brought him from here to there. So sometimes it's like, how does God get us from here to there? How does God get us from here to there? Oh. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to flip back to our story. I can relate to Abram because me and Cindy feel we're called to go there. We don't have a lot else, and we can see further on. I think it's verse 7. Let me read. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. Once Abram got there, went into the land, and walked through the land, then God released his blessing, which was more detail. God released more detail after Abram obeyed the initial thing. So I know that me and Cindy relate to this in the way that I feel that we don't have a lot now, but when we get there, God's going to release clarity. And we see that in the Bible, you know, God seems to do that sometimes. We got to obey, then God releases clarity for the next thing. Now, we can all take great lessons from that. You know, we can all take a great lesson from the fact that when we begin to obey God, he releases more. Now, God isn't telling most of us to just go move somewhere. So I'm not talking about just, I got to move somewhere to get God's answers. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, what has God put in your heart? We can all take a lesson from this. What promise has God made? What has God put in your heart? What steps are you to take? You know, as he called you to start a business, taking that first step is obedience to release God's clarity. Has he called you to start a nonprofit? Has he called you to learn a new skill, to go to school, to write a book, to reach your neighbors, to reach your coworkers, to reach your friends? See, that's the promise. When we look at Abram went here and there, that's just the obedience. We don't have to go somewhere to be obedient to God. Most people will just stay put, but do something. That's the obedience. What has God called you to do? I want to read one more scripture, and I'm going to have Cindy come and say something in a little bit here. But Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And our time here was truly a season from God. I loved every moment of it. I love the video too. It'd be awesome if I could get a copy of that. That was great. I've loved every moment of this season. serving you guys, serving under my parents, serving the elders. And it's been a great season, but sometimes seasons change. And sometimes God calls us to do something different, and that's where we're at. Now, Minnesota, we all know about seasons. We have four really strong seasons. Okay. In reality, we have like two seasons. Winter and not winter. Those are our two seasons here. But I just want to express my gratitude to everybody for allowing us to serve you all these years. And I'm just going to pass the mic over to Cindy now and let her say whatever is on her heart. But thank you from the bottom of all of our hearts.
Oh, boy. Well, it's kind of hard not to cry, huh? Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to all of you to let us be part of this church. Around 10 years, it's been like I've been a member of Jubilee, and it's been a pleasure to be around Pastor Mark and Pastor Becky. So much to learn from them. It's no easy to build a church. It's no easy to be in ministry, but they have done awesome for many years, and I am really amazed by your passion, you know, and your call. It's funny what Matt shared, because before knowing what he's going to share, in my heart was the same thing. Around maybe 10 years or 10 years ago, 10 years and a half, when I met Matt, and it was this, you know, question, will you marry me? And, you know, it represented for me to leave everything they had, you know, to follow him and follow his dreams. And it's really important that Matt said, no matter what is the stage or the season in your life, you know, right now Matt and I, we are going to an adventure, but I'm sure that you have your own adventures that you are battling every day. But the most important thing there is to do is to obey to God, and is what I try to do to God. And maybe I'm not the best sometimes, you know. Sometimes we obey and we whine, but, you know, we keep walking and it counts, you know. But so around 10 years ago or a little bit more, it was that question. And I always talk to God and ask for signs, you know, because it's really easy to be emotional about it, or it's really easy to be confused about it. And so I remember in that occasion, I was kind of trying to step back a little bit and just to make sure that I was doing the right thing. And I asked God for signs, and he clearly gave me signs that was the right choice and decision to marry Matt. And when God speaks, it's nothing that we can say, unfortunately. Sometimes the answer is something we like. Sometimes it's something that you are afraid or scared, but you need to obey God. And so at the moment, I decide that I will obey God, and I will marry Matt, and I will follow him, you know. So before I met Matt, I had already planned what I wanted to do in life and what was the next stage. But before we got married, we went to a couple house, and I remember so much his words and say, Cindy, you need to remove all your titles and remove all your things and just kind of pursue your husband's dreams. You know, like, it's what he kind of said in his conversation. And it's funny, you know, you just hear it. But when you are in the middle of, you know, choosing your dreams and know your dreams, you know, you need to listen to those words. So I married Matt. I moved here. I left my family. I came, and for first time in my life, I saw there's no pile on the ground. I've never seen that before. So it was a new experience. And honestly, it was a hard choice, a hard decision, but it was the right decision to make. And God never, never, never would make mistakes. And God, when he spoke to you about something, He will equip you. He will provide for you. He will do the rest. The only thing that you need to do is just go forward, even if you are shaky and afraid and all that. So God has been amazingly faithful for us. I have so many testimonies, how God provide, how God keep speaking through my first part of my marriage. And now, 10 years after, even when it was hard to adjust the culture, the weather, and the food, you know, I love St. Cloud, and St. Cloud is in my heart. We went a couple years ago to evangelize around, and I know that God has a plan here for this city, and we are leading. Oh, I was telling this to the youth. We just are like a link from the chain. So I see a lot of links sitting in this place right now. And I will be so excited to hear what God is doing through you to bless this city. So I love St. Cloud. It's been amazing to be in this area and this church for so many years. My parents also love the city, my mom especially the mall. She makes for sure her trip there when she comes, but it's so good things that we have around here. We are going to a new city, completely unexpected. We don't know. When I moved here, I started kind of understanding what kind of spirits were in the city, what kind of good things was in the city, and just, you know, for myself to know where I was walking around. Well, we are going to a new city. We need to get used to it, see what is going on over there. But in the same way that Matt said, you need to obey God. God has been speaking in your hearts about moving. Things are unclear, but we ask God for signs. And we have a few cities or places in mind, but we didn't want to run with our emotions. We just want to run with, like, what God wants for us. And so, again, we are taking a step in faith. God has been amazingly good to us, amazingly good in this process. It's been really, really, really busy and crazy, and my parents, I mean, Mark and Becky, maybe they see how crazy our life has been, but every decision requires effort and work. And so when you are in the middle of there and everything is tough and it's crazy, my dad always will say, do not go back. Just go forward. You know, just go forward and you will get there. So these days I'm talking to my mom and sharing, you know, where we are going through. My mom is like, well, you are there. Just keep going. Every decision requires effort. So we are so blessed to go and do this. I know, I believe in God. And for so many years, God always will do his promises, always. I mean, maybe men or women, you know, we will say, I promise you this, but we will change our mind. God never will change his mind. God never will fail on you. And I just want to let you know, I don't know what is the circumstance that you are right now and what is the prayers that you are requesting, but just keep praying for God and keep trusting God. He will respond for you. He will do it. So God is faithful. I know that time is short, so just keep praying for us. We are leaving, but we will come back. And I'm sure we want to come back in the snow, like the winter time, just to have the snow, you know. So I left a box of boots and jackets and everything in Becky's house just to make sure that when we come back, we have that. But I'm sure my kids will want to go and dive in the snow, you know, because it's going to be something different. But we don't know how long we're going to be in Florida. We don't know what God is calling us. It's funny because we feel really happy about it, even when it's a lot of work. It's something that it just Matt and I would laugh and say, like, are we really crazy or dumb, you know, because we are just packing and doing all this work, and we just don't even know. But in the Bible, God always did that to people. They never knew what is the plan. They never knew, you know. So I think that if God calls us and if we were faithful and obey, he will provide and he will rest. So after we hit the road, let's see what God has for us. So we are in that way. So thank you so much for all these years. Thank you so much for all the good memories. It was an honor to serve you. It's amazing how God calls people. When we are not equipped or we are not ready, he would just kind of pour into our hearts and equip us. So I feel like it was a great time for us and training to be here, and such a good memories. We will miss all of you, and I just hope to see God's purposes and plans in your life. And I just hope that when you hear God's voice, you recognize that and you just follow that, and you just, God is amazing. So it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Pastor Mark, Pastor Becky. Maybe around 11 years, I came to their house for 3 months, and now I'm taking their son. I'm living in their house, and I don't know what else I'm doing to them, so sorry. It's a little bit late, but yeah, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. It's an honor, and so I just hope that God continues blessing Jubilee and you guys in an amazing way. So I'm really excited to see what the four Fantastics are going to do in the youth group. So I am really excited to see that. We've been pouring into them, and now it's time for them to rock. So,
yes, I want to second that. I'm really excited to see Michael and Sydney, Ian and Izzy, taking over for the youth. I have known them a very long time, and I just love those guys. My heart is really connected to them, and they're going to do an amazing job. So it's such a pleasure to see that happen, to see them take over. It really gives me joy. And just one last thing that, sometimes God sounds funny, and the last couple weeks, he's been sounding like Dory to me from Finding Nemo. Getting all tired, and all I hear in my head is, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. I don't know why, but thank you for everything.